News for this Saturday, December 9th. I'm Jackie Quinn. The Biden administration's approved the emergency sale of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition to Israel, worth more than $100 million, as the Jewish state ramps up its military operations in southern Gaza. Our Karen Chamas reports on the fighting.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of lands that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
In Texas, the state Supreme Court blocked a lower court ruling that had permitted a pregnant mother whose fetus has deadly complications to get an abortion. Doctors say 31-year-old Kate Cox could lose the ability to have more children. That prompted Judge Maya Guerra Gamble to grant her an injunction Thursday.
Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent, and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability.
And now with the high court overruling her, hospitals near Dallas have been warned not to perform the procedure. In West Texas, police are defending the fatal shooting of a man during a domestic dispute. They say 34-year-old Manuel Guillen allegedly assaulted his mother and then ran toward officers with two knives. There's been a fire at a hospital in Italy near Rome. At least three people died and patients had to be evacuated. Don't have any spare change, but the Salvation Army kettle is calling for donations? There's an app for that. A donor can just tap their smartphone on the kettle and a payment is made. This is AP News. Jews around the world are celebrating Hanukkah under a cloud this year.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Israeli students mark the first day of Hanukkah in Tel Aviv by singing and lighting 138 candles for those who were taken by Hamas on October 7th. Hanukkah falls between December 7th and December 15th this year. The celebration comes during an uptick in anti-Semitic violence. At the lighting of the National Menorah, Doug Imhoff, the husband of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, said this year's particularly somber.
A lot of us are feeling unmoored and afraid.
Presidents of some of America's top universities faced a backlash this week over their remarks about on-campus anti-Semitism during a congressional hearing.
We embrace a commitment to free expression.
Harvard's president later apologized, saying she failed to properly denounce the threats of violence. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?